السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, one of the special qualities that we need to develop within ourselves as well in our families and our children is the quality of bravery, the quality of being ready to sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of losing the fear of death, not fearing death itself. So this, especially in the hostile environment that we find ourselves in and what we had experienced recently. So in that kind of environment, this is a very vital quality that we need to possess. The bravery, being ready to sacrifice for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fearing death, understanding the rewards of our life going for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in order to develop this quality, our pious ulama prescribed a very easy method. It is to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the biographies of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. So person inculcates this at home, studies the seerah, reads the stories of sahaba to his family, to his children, then they will naturally acquire that quality of bravery. So today I'm going through one of the battles that took place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's known as the expedition of Muta in the 8th year after Hijrah. The background to this was that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time was writing letters to the various rulers and the kings of the world. So one of his letters went to a person by the name of Shurahbil ibn Amr Ghassani, who was an Arab, but he was, at that time, he was ruling over an area in Sham under the auspices of the Roman Emperor at that time. So he was a deputy of the Roman Emperor. He was representing the Roman Emperor. His name was Shurahbil ibn Amr. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his letter with a sahabi by the name of Hadith ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. Hadith ibn Umair presented the letter. Shurahbil ibn Amr behaved in a despicable manner. He had Hadith ibn Umair radiallahu anhu tied up, and Hadith ibn Umair radiallahu anhu was beheaded and he became shaheed. So this was a very despicable and cowardly behavior. Normally it's never done that an ambassador or a messenger is treated in this manner. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to teach Shurahbil ibn Amr a lesson, and he dispatched an army of 3,000 towards this area of Muta, which is nowadays presently in Jordan. This army is also known as Jaishul Umara, or the army of the leaders, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had appointed three leaders. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, first the flag should be taken by Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, who was the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if he becomes shaheed, then Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a cousin of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a 33-year-old young man at that time. He should then be given the flag of leadership. And if he becomes shaheed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, one of the Ansari Sahaba, he should then take the flag and he should become the leader of the army. And if he becomes shaheed, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you must decide amongst yourselves to and appoint a leader. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the flag to Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, a white flag. And he said to him, go to this area of Shurahbil ibn Amr, in that area where Harith was martyred, and go and give the da'wat of Islam. Go invite towards Islam. And if they refuse, then take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engage in jihad. As the army was departing at a place called Thaniyatul Wada, where caravans normally used to depart from or arrive, and people used to welcome them, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied them right to this area. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them some parting advice. He said to them, at all times, bear in mind taqwa and righteousness. Always wish well for your companions. Wage jihad in the path of Allah, with the name of Allah, against those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't fall into deception, nor be guilty of khiyanat or breach of trust. And don't ever kill a child, a woman, or elderly, those who are not engaged in fighting against you. Don't kill them, don't harm them. As Rasulullah was bidding farewell to this army, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu began crying, and some of the Muslims, they asked him, oh, Abdullah bin Rawaha, why are you crying? So he said to them, I'm not crying because of loss of dunya, nor out of love for you, that I'm not going to meet you again. I'm not crying because of that. But this advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my mind. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had quoted the ayat, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. That every one of you is going to cross over Jahannam, over the bridge of Jahannam, the pool Sirat. And this scene is causing me to cry. I don't know how I will return from there or how it will fare with me. So this was the mindset of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Always akhirat in front of them. The hereafter was in front of them. The advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be ringing in their minds. As the army was departing, the Muslims, they made dua for this army, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return you all safe and victorious. May Allah ta'ala return you all safe and victorious. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu was one of the leaders appointed. He said, لَكِنِّي أَسْأَلُ الرَّحْمَانَ مَغْفِرَةً وَضَرْبَةً ذَاتَ فَرْغٍ تَقْذِفُ الزَّبَدَ. And this was part of the poetry that he said at that time. He said, rather, I ask my most merciful Allah for forgiveness. And I ask for such a deep sword wound that causes the froth to come out, the blood to froth. This is what I ask for. I rather ask for that. This was the mindset of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How much they valued that the life must be given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No fear of death if it's done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as they were departing, eventually they reached a place called Ma'an. When they reached this area, then the news intelligence had come to them that Shurahbil ibn Amr had gathered an army of 100,000, him and the Arab tribes, 100,000. At the same time, Heraclius, the Roman emperor, had sent reinforcements of another 100,000. So this 3,000 had to face an army of 200,000. So Sahaba stayed there for two nights and they were deliberating, what should we do? Should we send message back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara? And perhaps Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam might send some reinforcements? Or Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam might send a message that we must proceed and make jihad, then we are ready for that. So this deliberation was going on. At that time, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he said to them, Ya qawmi, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ الَّتِي تَكْرَهُونَ لَلَّتِي خَرَجْتُمْ إِيَّاهَا تَطْلُبُونَ الشَّهَادَةَ. He said, by Allah, my people, oh my people, The thing that you are disliking, this is exactly what we came for. We came for shahadat. مَا نُقَاتِلُ النَّاسِ بِعَدَدٍ وَلَا قُوَّةٍ وَلَا كَثْرَةٍ. We don't fight the people on the basis of number and no power and no strength. مَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ إِلَّا بِهَذَا الدِّينِ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنَا اللَّهُ بِهِ. We only fight them by means of this deen which Allah has honored us with. فَانْطَلِقُوا. Proceed, let us go ahead. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. It's only going to be one of the two good things. إِمَّا ظُهُورُ وَإِمَّا شَهَادَ وَإِمَّا ظَفَرُ وَإِمَّا شَهَادَ. It's either going to be victory or it's going to be martyrdom. So Muslims, they gained their courage again and they agreed with Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu and they proceeded to face this army. Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu had the flag and proceeded right into the midst of the enemy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with shahadat. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu then took the flag. And as he proceeded, he got off his horse. And he cut off the legs of the horse. And one so that he may not return to his people. And another wisdom behind it was that this horse should not be used by the enemy against Islam and the Muslims. So he cut off the legs of the horse and he proceeded with the flag and his right hand was lopped off, was chopped off. He grabbed the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his left hand and that was then chopped off. And then he grabbed that flag to his bosom and he kept the flag up until finally he was made shaheed. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam later, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually whilst all this was happening in Muta, hundreds of kilometers away from Madina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was narrating to the Sahaba exactly what was happening on the battlefield in Madina Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them that now Ja'far has become shaheed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala has replaced his two hands with two wings. And because and by means of this, he will be flying in Jannah. He flies in Jannah amongst the Malaika. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, at times when he would meet the children of the son of Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he would say to him, O son of the two-winged man, O son of the two-winged man. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu has narrated that there were 90 wounds on the body of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, a 33-year-old young man. 90 wounds, sword wounds, arrow wounds, but all were in the front. That means he never showed his back. He never turned away from the battlefield. He advanced for the sake of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then finally, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, initially, when he took up the flag, there was a slight bit of hesitation, a little bit of hesitation, natural feeling and a condition of a man, of a human being, so that there was a slight bit of hesitation. But he then spurred himself on by means of poetry, and he scolded and admonished his nafs, and he got ready to move ahead. One of his cousins gave him a bone with some meat on it. He said, get some strength, you haven't eaten, you are starving for a number of days. So he began chewing on that. And then this thought came to him that, what is the matter with me? People are engaged in jihad in the path of Allah. I am busy with dunya. So this was the mindset of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He left the bone one side and he advanced into the battle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu also with shahadat. Then Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu eventually was appointed as the leader. And Khalid ibn Walid, it's reported about him that he had said that 9 swords of mine were broken on the battlefield of Muta. 9 swords of Khalid ibn Walid were broken until I was left with 1 Yemeni sword that I continued with. So the purpose is not to complete the story or to end the story. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. The Romans left from the battlefield and eventually Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu decided that it was not wise to then pursue them. He returned to Madina Munawwara. As I had said at the beginning, the intention of these stories of Sahaba, biographies of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, is to develop this quality of bravery, this quality of losing the fear of death. Nowadays, that fear, you're gonna die, it's gonna happen to you, you'll get sick, you're gonna die. So, you know, someone's going to attack you, you're going to die. So in this hostile environment, this kind of environment, it's imperative that we develop this quality of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, lose the fear of death. But we should not lose the fear of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. How will we die? Will we die in a manner that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So beloved brothers, respected elders, to conclude, it's imperative, important for us that we have to prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves in every way, physically, spiritually, mentally. We must not become complacent. We must not become negligent now. We got a wake-up call. So we must not become negligent and complacent. We need to prepare ourselves. In every way, prepare ourselves. Prepare our families. Physically, spiritually, with regards to weapons, financially. In every way, prepare ourselves so that we can use these strengths to serve the cause of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And an easy way, as I said, to acquire this quality, inculcate this stories of Sahaba, biographies of Sahaba, beautiful kitabs, Hayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahab, Kandalvi Rahimahullah, Hikayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, and other books of stories of biographies of Sahaba. Read them, study them, teach it to our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.